Hello and welcome to Esposito, the Espogenesis podcast. Sorry, I don't know why I paused there. I knew what I was going to say, and then I got confused. It's a Friday morning. What can you say? Welcome to Esposito. I am John, the games master for this game that we are playing. Sorry, now my cat's locked eyes with me, and it was really distracting. Yes, thank you for coming back and listening to the podcast. Thank you for, you know, all the sharing and the liking and everything that you do on the social medias and whatnot. I guess there's not loads to say. This episode is quite fun because we recorded it on Mike's birthday, and I did get him a present. It was an in-game present, but, you know, I think he enjoyed it. So that's enough wittering from me and my cat. Pippa, anything to say? Okay, thank you. Yeah, that's about it. Enjoy Esposito, the Espogenesis podcast. Thank you, Pippa. So, at the end of the last session, you were making your way to the Dendu homeworld, Dendisar. And you just arrived through a crucible jump point, sort of emerged out into a debris field. There was a bit of hairy flying, the ship took some damage, but arriving on the other side, you were sort of cornered by a pirating ship and its fighter escort, who very politely asked you to surrender to them, which you agreed to, being aware that you probably weren't in much condition to fight, and also because Dora recognized the captain of the ship and the name of the ship as Rickard Thorne, who used to be her first officer, who marooned her and then stole the Golden Rose from her. After a little bit of chatting in the hangar, once you'd been sort of boarded, Dora sort of revealed herself. And the position you're currently in is there is Dora, Hud, Rebook, and Beltrov in the hangar of the HMS Dendu ship. There is Rickard, Sandra, and Todd in the same place. It looks like Todd has maybe turned coat, always having been quite fond of Dora, and is now pointing his rifle at Rickard. Sandra is pointing her rifle at Todd, and Rickard is pointing his rifle at Dora. It's all very complicated. All of the doors in the Golden Rose are locked shut by Dumas, who is currently in the computer room of the Golden Rose, having snuck on in his invisible state. And Dumas, you're aware that there is a pirate called Darren and another pirate that are both in the bridge of the ship, which is the room you had to go through in order to get into the computer room.
Excellent. What species were they?
Darren's a human, and then there's a Promethean.
Okay.
You're aware there could possibly be more crew on the ship, but no one's quite sure where.
Well, I've vented two of the floors, right?
Yes, you did. So, here's a disclaimer. On the last session, I didn't know that you were going to board the ship, so I hadn't prepared the inside of the ship. So the layout of the ship may have changed a little. Not necessarily loads, but a little bit. So just be aware of that as things go. And if you're like, wait, what about this? Ignore it. Ignore what I said last time. This is the ship now.
This is unacceptable and I hate you.
You can die if you want.
Well, I've done it before. I'll do it again.
Yeah, I need to stop using that threat.
Wait, this is a kind of similar scenario as well, so don't tempt him. Don't tempt me.
I'll kill us all.
Yes, Dumas, you vented the oxygen from two of the decks.
Cool.
Basically, the reason I'm saying the ship may have changed somewhat is because I'm pretty sure last time it had four decks, and this time it has three. Three is the final number of decks. Four was too many. So you vented every deck apart from the deck you're on.
Okay.
So, catching up with everything, there's this standoff going on in the hangar. And Rickard, whilst pointing his rifle at you, says, "All right now, Dora. It seems to me we've found ourselves in something of a Mexican standoff, as it were. what say we settle this like civilized folk? I select a champion from my ship, you select a champion from your crew, and they fight to the death, which leaves us both perfectly unharmed. One of us takes the rose, the other forfeits hold of any ship, and is dropped off on the nearest planet with their compatriots. What say you to that? You just have to override the old lockdown there. Unlock my ship, however you've done that. And we can move along with matters. What do you say?
Looky here, as much as I like your suggestion, mate, which, you know, God, I'm erring towards it and everything, but the only thing is, the only way I'll agree to this, I don't think you realise how far I've come, is if you're the champion and I am the champion.
Right, now, you see the issue here, right? What's wrong with that logic in there? Is that I don't want to do that, because that'd be the same as us sort of just fighting out as we are now. So,
in that case, I think there's only one thing left to do. Todd, I give him a wink. You know what to do, mate.
And Todd looks at you and says,
I do a little pull the trigger sign at him.
And he sort of, he looks at you and he's like,
I don't think that was as clear as you thought it was.
And Todd looks at you and says, but if I do that, then she'll shoot me.
Well, shoot her then.
Right, but then if I shoot her, then he'll shoot you.
Oh. I'm the only one who hasn't got a gun pointed at me, and, you know, really, I should be the one who has all the guns pointed at me, because when I shoot my gun, I'm going to shoot all of them, so...
I don't have a gun pointed at me.
Quiet, you. You're in the ship.
Well, who's that you're talking to? Someone on my ship.
What? No.
No, this ship, you idiot.
I wrap the slide on my shotgun, and I point at him, and I go, empty your pockets. This is a robbery.
I like your style, Hud.
I don't think I will. I guess we'll just roll initiative now, then.
Sorry, I panicked. I'm not a very good criminal. I mostly just do soldiery and bounty huntery things.
I rolled a natural one.
Happy birthday, Mike.
Yeah, Jesus Christ, my first roll of the night. That's a 3.
I got a 14.
I got 15.
I got 11, and that was with advantage.
Okay, cool. So, in this bizarre situation, first up, Rickard, who's actually not carrying a rifle. I looked up there. He's carrying two pistols. He takes two shots at Dora.
Don't you dare!
What's your AC?
15.
Okay, first one hits. Second one hits.
No.
Okay.
This is going to be the most amount of damage Dora's ever taken.
13 damage.
Oh, shit.
On his birthday, John.
I know, but...
Damn.
Okay. Todd, seeing that, is going to take two shots at Rickard.
Yes, Todd. I feel like... Is he like Todd from Breaking Bad?
Yeah, more or less.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, I thought it was more like Todd from Community.
Oh, that's a better. Let's go with that one. He hits both times, and you can see Rickard sort of recoil away from those shots as they strike into his armor. Dumas, it's now your go.
Focusing just on the room I'm in and the bridge, this hopefully will be easier than venting the oxygen. I am going to cut all the lights.
Ooh. Yeah, that's going to be easier.
Hopefully turning the lights off is less security than venting the oxygen.
Yeah, go for that. Roll a computer check.
27.
Yeah, that's, you quite quickly just see there is a switch that controls all the lights on the ship.
It's just a switch.
Oh, why not? It is quite easy. You're just like, all right. Going dark.
Cool.
Click. And you hear from the bridge that, oh, shit, the light switch is in there.
It's poor design.
It is poor design. I mean, you can assume that it's the master light switch, that there are light switches throughout the ship, but this one controls whether or not any of them have
there
any.
There are many like it, but this one is mine.
This is the Lord of the Light Switches, if you will. This is the light switch to control them all.
Alexa, turn all lights off.
It's more or less that.
Alexa, play sensual music.
Oh, God, yeah, start cranking out some tunes.
Is that going to be my full action, turning the lights off?
Kind of depends what else you want to do, because it is quite simple.
A cantrip.
Yeah, sure, go for it.
Yeah, you can occasionally. Maybe, you know, don't be clumsy.
I will cast a cantrip.
A prime talent.
I do mean a prime talent. I will cast Analyze Device on the computers in here.
Right, which gives you advantage on things with them, doesn't it?
I've got that as well. I think you just understand the device immediately.
Yeah. So basically just give me a better chance next turn to give it a go.
Can I wind back and say that it wasn't a switch, it was a dimmer?
Oh, a dimmer would surely be an action, though, if you've got to get it all the way around.
No, but it's not a big sort of fade. It's actually one of those ones that's a little disappointing where actually half of it, the light is still off.
Can I say that Dora had set up this lighting system and also set a sound to go out during the dimming? Boom chicka wow wow! Boom chicka wow!
I'm
really glad we did this.
That's going to be what goes on every time the lights are dimmed on the ship.
All right.
All the lights are dimmers as well. And there's a lava lamp in each room.
Okay, so the three pirates are right in front of me, aren't they?
Yeah.
I'm going to shoot my shotgun in a cone so it hits all three of them.
What did Todd do to you?
Todd!
He's present and he's in my firing arc and he's a pirate who tried to steal my ship.
Yep, fair.
So that is 24, non-natural.
Non-natural. You didn't quite roll a 24 on that dice of yours.
Didn't quite roll a 24.
Yes, that will hit all of them.
Cool. And that is 3 damage.
Okay.
Bit of a damp squib.
I was going to say, shotguns are a little disappointing, aren't they?
Well, I rolled a 1, so...
It's the spread.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that was overall 9 damage.
Oh, wait, I think they have something for when you're within a certain range. Let me just double check. I forgot about that.
I love your smile. Is it?
Oh, stop at you.
I'm enjoying this game, Tom.
Is this a quiz? Are we playing Esposito or are we quizzing a music quiz?
We've decided that we weren't getting enough listeners just for the sci-fi TTRPG by some nerds in England. So we've decided to add in a music quiz element to it. We'd be interested to hear what our listeners think about that.
I want to meet the guy at the center of this Venn diagram.
I think it's Tom.
Yeah, which we just made a podcast for, Tom. No, the only thing for being within 10 feet is I get to crit on a 19 or a 20 with a shotgun, so...
And that's not what you rolled.
That is not what I rolled.
You rolled a natural 24.
I told you it was a non-natural 24, right?
Oh, sorry, sorry.
I'm the GM.
Okay, anything else, Ed?
I sort of shrug and go, sorry, Todd.
All right. And then, Dumas, you hear, it sounds like someone trying to jam something into a door, but it also sounds quite distant.
Boom chicka wow wow, boom chicka wow.
The lights are already off. Dora, calm down.
It plays all the way through the dim lights.
Is it like a few feet distant or my dad distant?
Oh, that is great.
No stuff.
Slightly further than a few feet. So what happens next is Sandra runs over to Rickard, grabs him, and then, using some Esper powers, is going to create a portal through which the two of them step, and they are now no longer aboard the HMS Dendu ship.
Well, Dora, we tried. Let's go.
No! We're here, and... Well, we can't leave Dumas behind, so...
Oh, crap, yeah.
But we have made new friends, Todd.
Todd! Any powers? Whose co is it?
It's now Reboot's go.
Is it just Todd in the airlock now?
Yeah, it's just Todd stood next to them.
Hi, Todd.
He kind of lowers his rifle and waves. Hi,
After getting flacked by Hood.
Todd, could you perhaps open the door and let us through?
I don't really know how the door locked. I thought that was you guys.
Guess I'd leg it through the airlock then and see if I can open up the door onto the Rose.
Yeah, how are you trying to do that?
Mechanically?
Okay. Yeah, okay. I'll let you run over and open a panel.
Xenobiologically?
Remembering the way the airlocks work, this is the door from your side. So you run over and pull the panel down on this HMS Dendu ship. And I guess, yeah, roll a mechanics check.
Sorry, we all get vented into space. 16.
Yeah, that's enough. Your ship, after all. You familiarise yourself with it a little bit. You manage to find the emergency release and you see the doors shift open slightly. It will take a bit of effort to keep pushing them open, but luckily Beltrop is pretty near you, so she comes and joins in. You manage to push the doors open on your side. Dora, it's now your go.
Do I see anything when the doors are open? Slightly?
So these are the doors into the airlock. There is still the actual airlock. On the other side of that is the Golden Roses airlock doors.
I'm going to get in the comms to Dumas. Dumas, mate, open the airlock doors to the Rose. We're going to breach right now.
What? Into this ship?
Aye. Savvy?
Aye, I understand what you mean. Just give us a sec.
And I'll run forward.
Okay.
My action or my bonus action?
I'll let that be your bonus action.
I'm going to pop up barrier.
Okay.
And I have a better AC. Big.
Dumas, you now hear a similar sort of thunk as if someone else has joined in trying to open this door. And the next sound you hear is a muffled voice. It sounds like Rickard has just appeared in the bridge and is saying something, but you can't quite hear what. Todd is going to move up next to Dora, rifle ready, and he just says, Captain, it's nice to have you back.
Lovely to see you, Todd. You're as beautiful as ever. I remember our days together. We're going to have some great times going forward. Let's fuck this guy up.
He blushes a little bit. Now, Dumas, it's your go.
Okay, I'm going to try and vent the oxygen from the bridge.
Interesting. Okay. Roll a computer check.
Cool. Okay. I've got it marked down that I have a point of inspiration here. I cannot remember where I got it from.
I'm sure you do.
But I'm going to use it now, if that's okay.
Yep.
So that's a 26.
Okay. You start to hear a hiss.
Oh, I pressed the summon snakes button, didn't I?
You did. Most buttons on the ship are summon snakes buttons. So it's easy to do. But yeah, you start to hear the sound of the oxygen leaving the bridge.
Bye.
I'm done with this shit.
I'm oxygen, I'm leaving.
Okay, let's see how long that gives them. Hud, it's now your go.
Right, I'm really confused. Which parts of this ship have oxygen in them?
So the oxygen vent only lasts for a couple of turns.
Okay.
So the two decks that were vented before have atmosphere restored.
So the door is open to the Rose?
No, one of the two doors to the Rose are open.
Okay, I'm going to step in with my shotgun raised.
As far as I'm aware, the other two decks don't have oxygen, and the whole of this deck does apart from the bridge.
Yeah, the oxygen doesn't leave all at once, and once it has been sort of evacuated, it does start to repressurize and refill.
So the deck that we're stepping onto from the HMS Dendu ship, that's got oxygen on it?
Yeah, just about. It's just starting to refill. But you can't step onto the Golden Ring because there's still a door shut.
Oh, I'll wait then.
Okay. Dumas, you can hear sort of struggling from inside the bridge as if those people trying to open a door are trying with a new zeal. And then you hear a sound that you don't recognize. That's about all you hear.
Can you describe this sound I don't recognize?
It kind of...
Could be anything from Mike's grandma.
yeah. Basilisk. It sounds kind of like a sci-fi tearing.
Sci-fi tearing. Okay.
Does it sound like a blue whale slam dunking on Michael Jordan? Because that's a sound I wouldn't be very familiar with.
I don't believe that to be true for even a second.
Can you give us an example of the sound?
No, I can't. I'm not a Foley artist, Mike.
Is it like this?
Was that it? No, it's not like that. That sounds like a distant motorbike.
Is it like this?
It's not. No, it doesn't sound like that.
Yeet.
No. Come on, any offerings? Closer, but still not quite there.
God, that sounded like my soul dying.
Freebook, it's now your go. There's still one shut door.
Did I ask Doommaster to open the other one?
You did, you asked. You didn't do it.
Oh, fucking ignored me.
I was just doing my other thing. When we get to my next turn, we will get round to that.
Okay. In that case, I'm just going to prep an action and ready to breach, I guess.
Breach. Good work. Next up, Dora.
I know the rose well, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll let you decide how you want to do this, but I'm going to run up and I'm going to try and phase shift into the rose. Usually you should be able to see where you're going with this.
It's literally a 6-second delay. I will open the door in 6 fucking seconds.
Nah, but then I can use the rest of my movement. Dora's not going to wait.
He's just going to burn spell slots on me.
Really wants to get on that boat.
She's been waiting.
I'm going to let you do it. That's fine.
I just turn around to the guys and I say, "See you on the other side, mate." And boom, phase shift.
Was he saying goodbye?
So, yeah. Where am I?
You find yourself in the airlock hatch. There is a ladder down into the upper deck. This is quite a small compartment. We've got about 3 people in here. Again, you know this ship. There's a ladder down to the sort of the galley and one of the living spaces on the ship. You're aware that the 2 compartments to the front are the cargo hold, or one of the cargo holds and a sleeping quarters. And to the rear, there is another cargo hold and another sleeping quarters. The ladder that you climb down continues down to the mid deck.
I want to get the bridge. So what's the...
You're going to basically be able to get into the living space. And after that, you're going to need to go down again. I guess if you have your action left over, you can dash.
No, I'd like to just go stealthily.
Okay. So you're going to go down into the living space.
Oh, well, I suppose I could dash stealthily.
I'll let you roll a stealth check if you want to go down quietly.
Yes.
And I already know how it's going to do it if you do it well. And I can think of how you're going to do it if you do it badly. So roll a stealth check.
I got 15.
It's not quite as cool as you want it to be.
I think she's quite fraught at the moment. She's quite excitable. And
yeah.
It's the first time she's won the rose for a while, so she's...
There's a lot of adrenaline pumping, but you basically you hold onto the sides of the ladder and you take your feet off of the rungs and just stick them on the side and slide down. You go straight through the galley and living deck and into the mid deck and you hold yourself there. At the minute, you're in the mid-deck living space, which is quite a barren space. You know that the door immediately to your front is the bridge, and the door immediately behind leads to a corridor that leads to 2 bedrooms and an engine room. In the living space with you is Rickard and Sandra. They're breathing quite heavily, and they look up at you. And that's the position you're currently in.
Is that a dash that I've done to get there?
Yes.
Okay. Hello, mates.
Okay. Beltrov is just going to be stood next to you guys, waiting. And then, Dora, you see the door into the bridge crack open ever so slightly, and you can hear gasping from the inside. You feel a breeze as the air starts rushing into that space. Door's only partially open. You can see there's the tip of a sword being used to wedge it. And then Rickard is going to take his turn. And he's going to take a shot at you. But he misses. And then he takes a second shot at you. What's your AC again? 16, isn't it?
No, it's 17.
Oh, yeah, you got your barrier up. Yeah, it misses, which was...
lucky.
Disappointing. And then we go to the turn of Todd, who sort of stands there continuing to wait. Dumas, it's now your go.
Well, I mean, everything I've done in the past four turns has now been undone by them lodging a sword into the door, so I might as well just open the doors to the ship. I'll open every door apart from the ones to the bridge and the room I'm in.
Okay. All of them?
Yeah, why not? Well, on this deck.
Okay. That happens. So everyone on the hangar of the HMS Dendu ship, you see the doors slide open. And Rebook, you see the door to the bridge slide open fully, and you can see two pirates, one you recognize as Darren, the other one you don't recognize at all, stood in the bridge as well. Pud, it's now your go.
So I'm going to walk in, and then there's a ladder down, isn't there?
Yeah.
I'm going to switch to my pistol and then just slide down that. What are my options from the ladder again? Where can I go?
So you could go to the bottom of the ladder, to the deck on the upper deck, at which point you can see down with a restricted view into the mid compartment, or you can use your full movement to go, that is in your dash as well, to get into the living compartment on the deck below.
So from my restricted view, can I make out Dora and the other two?
Yeah, I'd say you can make out Rickard and Sandra.
Okay, I'm going to take a pot shot at Rickard with my pistol.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a 20 non-natural, and that is 6 necrotic damage.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that you managed to clip him in the foot, and you can see part of his boot melts away. He pulls his foot back and yelps loudly, looking up, fairly unhappy with that. At this point, the Promethean that you can see, Dory, you see him run back to the other door in this ship and tries to jam his sword in to that gap there to pull that open. And he manages to get it in, but it doesn't get very far with that. Dumas, you see just the tip of a sword poke through. The door doesn't seem like it's budged at all, but you can see that someone is now trying to open it. Sandra, at this point, she sweeps her arm out and this arc of blue crackling energy swings out in front of her. And Dora, can you make a dexterity saving throw?
I only rolled a 9.
Okay. You take 8 points of cold damage.
Yes.
So following Sandra, we go to Rebook.
I'm going to, I guess, follow my way in towards the bridge then.
Okay. Same situation that Dora and Hud have faced. You can get down to the hatchway between the top deck and the mid deck, where you can just about see Sandra and Rickard, or you can go all the way down, be in the same room, but you can't do anything.
I'm going to head to the place where I can see them.
Okay.
And then, as a bonus action, I'm going to Space Hunter's Mark Rickard.
Yep.
And then take a shot at him.
Mm-hmm.
Which probably misses, because that's 11.
That's going to miss. I'm glad you're rolling as usual. Okay. Dora, it's now your go.
So I've got Rickard and Sandra in front of me.
And Darren.
Oh, Darren. Hey, Darren. I'm going to Psyblast Thorn.
Okay.
I'm going to try and use Improved Psyblast on this. So that's 19 to hit.
That'll hit.
So when you hit with your Psyblast, each creature within 10 feet of the target must succeed on a dexterity throw or take 1d10 psychic damage.
Yeah, she fails that.
Okay, cool. Darren wasn't in 10 feet of him as well?
No, Darren's a little bit further back.
Okay, so I'll roll for the Psyblast first, which I think is a d10. I can't even remember. It's been so long. Which was a 10.
Nice.
And Sandra's is... 4.
Okay, good work.
And can I see through into the bridge?
Yeah, that's where Darren and you can see another pirate that are currently holed up.
Do I know Darren?
Yeah, you recognize Darren.
What about the other pirate?
No one that you remember.
Okay, I'm going to stand behind Hud.
Hud's not there. You're on your own here.
Oh, I thought he was down with me.
No.
Other end of the corridor. We have guns.
Yeah, I'm going to phase shift again, I think.
Okay.
Just use all my points. Can I see the captain's chair?
Yeah, you can.
I'm going to phase shift right into the captain's chair sitting. Before I do it, I'm going to say to Thorn, this was always my ship, mate.
Okay.
By the way, remember that it's pitch black in there.
Oh, yeah, it's pitch black all over the ship, isn't it? Who doesn't have dark vision?
I've got dark vision, I'm fine.
I have not got dark vision.
Yeah, so that's going to affect...
So also, I don't know if you can actually see into the room. I don't know if how good your dark vision is.
My dark vision is 30 feet, I think.
Oh, cool.
It's just like normal dark vision, I think, from 5e or whatever. So
Darren is actually the one that's most affected by this. Darren and Hud.
Yep.
Sorry, Tom, I completely forgot about the darkness.
It's just in the bridge in the computer room.
Oh, right. Okay, I see. So Darren can see the door has disappeared. He can see that there's people shooting from the hatch, from the top deck. So he's going to try and take a shot at Hud, but that Hud, you're going to have essentially full cover for this.
Nice.
Oh, that's still good, though.
Crap.
So what's your AC with full cover?
What does full cover do again?
I think it's plus 5.
Oh, plus 5. Okay, cool. Then it's 23.
I mean... He got a 27.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah. You take 8 piercing damage.
God damn it, Dumas, you arsehole.
I feel like what I did wouldn't have affected that.
I stand by that, Tom. I think you're right.
I stand by what I said. Dumas, you arsehole.
I mean, it's fair. I'm okay with you calling me that. You know, have the right justification. There's many of them.
At this point, Rickard is going to swing round and fire at the captain's chair and say, Dora, it might have been your ship once, but it's mine now. And that's really disappointing. 15 to hit. And then he fires again. And he's going to miss fires.
Oh, no.
Okay. Then it is... Todd's go. Todd's going to run down and reach the galley and realize that there's no space anymore for him. So he's just going to slide down the rest of the ladder into the living space on the mid deck. But that's going to be his full turn. Dumas, it's now your go.
Can I scan the rest of the ship just to see if there's any other life forms anywhere?
Yes. Roll a... In fact, actually, you know what? You know how to use this. Computer, you've done the analyze device. This is going to be a free action.
Okay.
Most of the life forms on the ship are concentrated on the mid deck.
That's where we are.
Yeah. There is another life form. The life sign that you're getting is kind of weak, but there is another life sign in the lower deck.
Okay, so I guess I just leave that to die. Oh, no, I can't, can I? I guess I was...
Reads in space.
I guess I'll check the security cameras to see if I can see what's happening in that for that life sign, if there are any.
Yeah, you can see a Matakai moving slowly, hands and knees, towards the ladder that's the hatch up.
Oh, but he's not like a prisoner or anything.
Didn't look like it.
He oh, well, in that case...
Fairly well armoured. He's got a grand blade strapped across his back and a heavy rifle.
He can suffocate then. That's fine. I just wanted to check out exposing any prisoners or anything to a vacuum.
No, at the minute, not.
And also, I don't know Dora's backstory, so his, like, long-time love interest could be down there or some shit.
I mean, that could still be the case.
Does every space battle we're in involve a suffocating Matakai?
I mean, the last one was entirely your doing, Aaron.
I hope this one's not got a fucking grenade launcher.
I really hope it does.
Yeah.
It does now.
Okay. What's your turn now then, Tom?
Oh, is that not my turn?
No. I'm going to say that was a free action. You know this computer now. You've done enough stuff with it.
Okay. Well, I guess I might as well just bloody open the door and get involved.
Okay. So I'm still going to give that to you as a bonus action. You've done enough with these computers. You know, you're going to actually get yourself checked for a virus. You might have some malware going on.
Okay. Thanks. So
the space clap.
The door opens and you can see a Promethean pirate. It was stood with its sword in the door trying to get it open. And now he feels a little silly. That he just looks like he's stabbing the air.
So what do I have? Do I have an action left?
Yeah. Any movement.
I will just shoot him with my heavy rifle.
Yeah, go for it.
So, oh, I miss anyway. I think it's a 12.
Yeah, that misses.
I'll move to the side so I'm not stood where I was previously.
Yeah, there's a couple of columns of computers that seem to be where most of the ship's operations run from, so you can quite easily take cover. Hardis, now your go.
See, I can't see very well, can I?
No, the bridge is still dark, but the rest of the ship isn't. So you can see fine.
Right, so what can I see from where I am right now?
You can no longer see Rickard, you can see Sandra. You're aware that Rickard is down there. To be able to get a clean shot on anyone, you'd need to move down into the deck.
Okay, I move down into the deck then.
Okay, you can see Rickard, Sandra, you can see Darren, who is one of the pirates, and you can see another pirate who is in a doorway at the far end of the bridge. You can just about make him out.
How close are they all to each other?
The pirate at the far end is about 60 feet away from you. Darren's about 30 feet away from you. Rickard is very close to him, and Sandra's about 15 feet away from them. So not very.
So I'm going to shoot with my shotgun then in that case.
Mm-hmm.
So I can get both of them in the cone.
Cool.
That is a 17. Does that hit?
That's going to hit both of them, yeah.
Okay. And I'm going to do a flash burst as well. Upon a successful hit from a melee or ranged attack, you can unleash a burst of energy on your target. You can add the stunt die to the attack's damage roll, and the target must make a dexterity saving throw or become blinded until the end of its next turn.
Okay, so you try to blind Rickard and Darren.
Yes. Okay, so from the original shot, they take 8 damage, and then they take another 2 damage from the flash burst. So that's a DC 14 dexterity check.
Okay, so Darren fails miserably. Rickard succeeds. But Darren, for the next turn, is blinded.
Then I'm going to do an action surge, and I'm going to shoot them both again with my shotgun.
All right.
Ooh, okay, so that is a 25 to hit.
Yes, I think that'll hit.
4 damage, and I'm going to do another flash burst.
At this point, Rickard is going to turn around. I forgot that he has something called counter reflex. At this point, he's going to swing round and fire at you.
Okay.
Just before the flash burst comes in. He gets a 17 to hit.
I don't have cover anymore, do I?
No.
That'll hit me, yeah.
And you take 8 points of damage. Now go ahead with the flash burst. So they take additional damage.
Oh, sorry, that was 4 from the original shot and 3 from the flash burst. And again, it's a DC 17 dexterity saving throw.
Okay, so Darren, he's already blinded. Let's not bother.
Yeah.
Rickard fails.
Mm-hmm.
So Rickard is blinded for his next turn. Okay, good to know. Right, at this point, the pirate that you've just shot at, Dumas, is going to charge in, and he's got his long blade, and he's going to go for you. 21 hit. That's 8 damage, and then he tries to stab at you again. Genuinely now does a 16 hit.
So yeah, no, they both hit. Is this taking into account the pitch black?
Oh, the computer room is... Oh, he's Promethean.
Do they have dark vision? I have no idea.
Pretty sure Prometheans do.
I think they do, as memory serves.
Cool. I see how they both hit.
Okay, so you take 15 total.
Cool, okay.
Sandra's turn again. Sandra's going to do something a little fun for me. Sandra creates a spherical shape in her hand. You see this blue glowing ball up here in her hand. And she throws it towards where your stud hut at the bottom of this ladder. And as it hits it, it expands.
Oh, crap.
And you feel this powerful sort of crushing gravity feeling pulling at you. And you can see this globe fills the entirety of the ladder on the mid-deck, piercing through the bottom of it on the lower deck and piercing through it on the top deck as well. Nothing happens immediately, but you definitely feel the wind knocked out of you as this globe expands.
Do I know what it is?
Probably not.
What sort of knowledge would that be?
I'd say Esper knowledge, but I don't really know what that means.
Would that be a lore?
Not really. I feel like...
Astrophysics or...
I feel like this is the sort of thing that you, if you were able to do it, or if you had hung out a lot with people that could do this, you'd recognize it. But other than that, it cool. could be any of a number of different things. Rebook, it's now your go. Rebook, this actually captures you in well. So, can you make a dexterity saving throw?
I can certainly try. Oh, that's not terrible. 19.
You feel this force sort of pulling you down, but you just about manage to resist it. You do, however, take 6 points of force damage as you pull yourself away from it, but you can feel it was really tugging at your entire form.
Are we? Is there a way of me getting away from where I am and in range of this gravitational field or whatever it is, and into a place where I can get a shot on Rickard again?
Yes, actually, because you've already resisted its effect, you can move through it, and you wouldn't have to try again on this turn. So you can move to the bottom of the ladder. You would be able to take a shot, but you are aware that if you are there, you're going to have to try and fight through this force again, and you're not going to be able to move any further to the bottom of the... Oh, no, actually, you will. Sorry, I tell a lie. Yeah, you'll be able to move down and then out of range of it. Just about.
I do that. I'm running to a place where I can fire at Rickard.
Yeah, you can see him.
I get advantage because he's blinded, don't I? Blinded creature can't see. Attack rolls against the creature have advantage.
All right, cool. Yeah, go for it.
Cool. I'm going to need this because of the way I've been rolling. So, first shot with the cryo pistol. I needed that because one was a natural one. And the other is a 21.
Okay, that hits.
Cool. Did my hunter's mark as well. 12 damage with that.
Okay.
And then as a bonus action, I'm going to fire on the offhand with the disruptor pistol. That's a 20.
That'll hit.
10 damage.
You can see patches of his fur just singed off, and there is a lot of blood pouring over Rickard Thorne at the minute. As he's sort of blinded, is just bracing himself against the doorframe that he stood in. Dora, it's now your go.
As I'm in the captain's chair, can I tap into a ship-wide comm?
I'm going to say yes.
Okay. And there's this kind of jubilation that she's back in this chair. She looks out across the expanse of space. She never thought she'd be here again. And she takes a deep breath. Hello, mates. It's me again. The original captain of this ship after we captured it and made it our own. I never thought I'd be here again. And you know the rules. So do you, Rickard. If I'm in the chair, I'm the captain, right? So, Darren, Todd, and I know, Jimmo, you're down in the lower deck somewhere wreaking havoc. Let's put our guns down. Let's call it a day. We've had enough turmoil. Let's restore the rose back to its former glory, including you, Rickard. I will embrace you back into my arms. We had some good times, mate. I just want us to be a family again. Please, let's stop this bullshit. Right? Savvy?
Roll a persuasion.
Okay. 17.
Okay. Yeah, and Darren, blinded in the doorway, just drops his gun. He says, all right. Yes. Right. He spins around. I don't know where you are, but yes. Rickard, on the other hand, can't do much because he's also blinded. But you can see he sort of reaches up and grabs some of his wounds and mutters a little bit. And you can see some of his wounds start to heal up. And he just says, Dora, that's ridiculous. Number of times I've left people in the captain's chair whilst I go for a nap. They're not suddenly the captain. Shut your fucking face. And then Todd manages to pull himself away from the gravity well and straightens himself up. And he doesn't make any immediate move, but he's just sort of stood near the hatch waiting to see what happens. Dumas, it's your go. You've got a pirate facing you.
I mean, if he's got dark vision, I will form both my arc forearms and I will attack him with them.
Go for it.
24 and a 14.
I think you know that one of those hits. I was going to say both of them hit, but one of them didn't. So that would have been a lie, Tom.
And that does... I've rolled a 1, 5 damage.
Okay.
That's my action and my bonus action.
Roger. Do you like how I avoided saying Dodger there?
Oh, no. I felt it, though.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. He's going to retaliate and swing his longsword at you twice. Oh, God, that's awful. He misses both times. He got an 11 and a 9. Sandra, at this point, is going to turn round to you, Dora, the explorer.
Do I get any cover from the captain's chair, BT Dubs?
Yeah, I'll give you half cover.
Nice.
But not for very long. Can you make a constitution saving throw?
Oh, yes. I rolled a natural 20.
Oh, shit, yeah, all right.
21, technically.
That was really disappointing. Nothing happens. She extends her hand out towards you, and you can see this flare of flame in her palm, and then it extinguishes, and then nothing happens, and you can see her staring at you wide-eyed with a kind of half grin on her face that sort of fades as she realizes that it's fucked up and nothing's happened.
I love Sandra. I hope we get on our side.
Then, it's your go.
So am I trapped in the gravity well?
Sorry, yeah, roll your dexterity saving throw.
Oh, that is a natural 1.
You don't take any damage, but you are restrained.
Okay, what does that mean?
You are restrained, which means your speed becomes 0 and you can't benefit from any bonus to your speed. Attack rolls against you have advantage, and your attack rolls have disadvantage, and you have disadvantage on dexterity saving throws.
Okay, fair enough. So yeah, I'm going to make another shot with my shotgun then, in that case.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's another natural 1. Not going to bother re-rolling that.
You miss.
Really?
It's quite embarrassing.
Goodness.
Heavens. Okay, reboot. Now it's your go.
I'm going to try not to miss. But probably still do so. Is Rickard still blinded?
No, he's not anymore. It only lasts a turn, doesn't it?
Is there anywhere I can run to that's in cover?
Bearing in mind that Darren is no longer hostile, you could probably run into the bridge and take cover in there.
Yeah, sounds good. So I'm going to leg it in there, find somewhere to hide behind, and take another pot shot at Rickard.
Yeah.
So the disruptor misses, and that's 20.
Hang on, Tom. Don't you get extra attack?
I do get extra attack. Thank you.
So you can take 3 shots?
I can take 3 shots. Okay, excellent. Good. Well, I'll take another shot with the disruptor then because I missed. The other was 21. And that's a 14 for the disruptor.
Okay, so was that all 3 attacks?
That's all 3 attacks. So 21, 14, and the rest, the other one was like a 10.
Yeah, so the 21 hits.
Excellent.
Son of a bitch, I have an extra attack as well that I've completely forgetting about.
Oh, it's not as good. That's 8 damage.
Okay.
Cold damage.
Oh, that's cold. At this point, you see a sword stick through the hatch leading down to the lower deck. And it pulls away and you hear the sword clank down onto the lower deck about 30 feet below. And there's this rush of air moving in. And you hear a gasp and then you hear a thud. And then it's Todd's go and he's still just sort of stood waiting to see what happens. Dumas, it's now your go.
Well, I'm just kind of juking it out with this guy. So I guess I'll just keep on going at him with my arc forearms.
Mm-hmm.
So the first one is a 23.
That'll hit.
And the second one is a 1.
That'll miss, Tom.
Do this all day.
Oh, it's another 1. So that's another 5 damage.
Okay, he's still looking all right, but you can see he's sort of glancing over his shoulder what's going on. And you get the feeling that he's kind of losing heart in this fight. Dora, it's now your go.
So is Rickard still up and well?
On your turn, he was doing well, but still blinded.
Don't retcon it. We'll just go from here, right?
Right, yeah, sure. You were just behaving a little slowly because you were distracted by being on the bridge of your ship.
I was in like this kind of trance looking at the stars. Okay, as a bonus action, can I do a comms to the ship again? Just a small one?
Yep.
I just say, all right, guys. If getting past your captain into the chair isn't enough, then maybe I'll just kill him. And I'm going to get out of the chair. I'm going to run at him.
Okay.
I'm going to slash him with my double-bladed sword.
Oh, yeah. Do that.
17.
That'll hit.
Oh, goddamn. And can I use my new clip?
Oh, yeah, your graviton clip. Yeah, of course.
So that's 4d8 damage.
That's a lot of damage.
Damn, Daniel.
20 points of damage on Rickard Thorn.
Oof. Yeah, you do that and you can see this force just slams him back into the wall that he stood up against. It actually makes like a slight dent. And this graviton clip has a huge impact. Blood everywhere. But as you do that, he lets go of his two pistols and he draws one of his short blades and sticks that into him.
Bring it.
That's a 17 to hit.
Yeah, just hits, yeah.
And you take 6 points of piercing damage.
I have to roll for concentration as well for my barrier. I rolled a 16. Okay, cool.
Okay. He's on the ropes now, still just about clinging on, but you definitely get the feeling that he's not the kind to... like he's not just going to surrender to you. And you know him quite well. You know that once he's set himself on a fight that he doesn't want to give up on, he's going to fight. Hud, let's go back to you. Hud, it's your go.
Okay, so I can spend my action making a strength check to bust out here.
Yeah.
So yeah, just going to flex and bust out of here. Fuck's sake, another natural 1. That's 3 in a row. Fuck this.
You're still restrained. At this point, the pirate that's attacking you, Dumas, is just going to drop his sword and put his hands up. And you can see there's like blood dripping down his arm. He's not looking healthy, and he looks like he's just resigned himself to the fact that whilst Rickard and Sandra might be carrying on with this fight, he's done. At this point, Sandra, carrying on with the fight, is going to shoot a thing at Dora, giving up on what she was trying before. She just punches her fist forward and this beam of force just flies out from her hand and strikes into you. 18 to hit.
Yep, that hits.
Well, that was disappointing. You know when you get 2d10s and you roll 2 and a 1 and Mike, you take 3 damage.
Oh, that's great. Why is Sandra so hardcore?
She's hardcore, but also shit.
Well, good.
Then it goes to Rebook, your go.
Cool. I'm going to try and finish off, or at least do a bit more damage to the not captain.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
I meant you.
You fire a Dora.
Wow.
No, I fire a Rickard. Okay. So I'm going to roll them all together. 3, that definitely misses. And then a 21 and a 25.
Yeah, they both hit.
Sorry, I should have rolled for concentration again. I did. I got 13.
Your shield is still up.
So that's 14 cold damage altogether.
All right, yeah. Describe how you kill this Balnor.
I guess I start blasting with these two.
So anyway, I start blast.
Disruptor misses wildly, but two cryo shots. I guess one of them hits him like in the chest, and then while he's recalling for that, another one hits him in the mouth, and then his eyes have like a blast of kind of icy whiteness.
Yeah, and they are locked into Dora as this last vestige of life fades from him. And you can see Sandra just sort of shrieks and falls to the floor. And I'm just going to call this fight done now.
But I'm locked in the world's most unsuccessful battle.
He surrendered.
I've barely hurt him.
He's taken some other damage. He took some damage from being locked in a deoxygenated room.
I'm stuck in a gravity well.
That fades as she falls to the floor. Oh, good. Concentration.
And I have no complaints. I'm fine. 10 out of 10. Great fight.
I feel like I could have done more damage to you guys. I feel like that was unsuccessful on my behalf.
No, I was pretty close to dying.
Yeah, but I think everyone else was mostly fine.
There had been some shit rolling all around.
Very disappointing.
3 ones in a row.
You're a statistical anomaly, Aaron.
I had that fight as being much, much harder.
Well, we didn't even get the matter guy involved, so...
Yes, to be fair, I forgot about Tom draining the air from everything.
Oh, is Jimmo dead?
You're guessing not. If he had the strength to force his blade through the hatch to... Basically, what he was doing there was creating an airflow.
Yeah.
Successfully, might I add. But then he sort of lost consciousness and fell.
Oh, no. I kind of made up his name. I hope you're okay with that.
I am. He had a name, but I have now changed it to Jimmo.
How many of your friends did we kill in that fight?
I didn't name the crew in the backstory, so...
Actually, I don't think anyone that you found died, apart from Rickard.
God damn.
I think you wounded enough, and then you sort of convinced a couple that this wasn't worth fighting. Like, I think Darren was shit scared when you said all that. He was blind and badly injured.
Did the matter guy, was he convinced?
You don't know.
We could get some really good NPCs on our side here for the mission ahead.
With such wonderful names as Jim.
Todd, Darren, and Jimmo.
Is there a brig on your ship?
I don't know. But...
I didn't put a brig. What I'll tell you is the lower deck comprises of 4 bedrooms, a cold storage room, a hold/living space with a ramp for when you're landed on surfaces. The mid deck has the engine room, 2 bedrooms, a living space, which is where most of this fight happened, the bridge, the computer core, and then right at the front there is manual for the guns. The upper deck has 2 bedrooms, 2 cargo holds, and a living space.
Can I march all of the existing crew into another cargo hold at gunpoint?
Wait. Before you do that, can I just have a little bit of a moment of what just happened?
I mean, sure, make it quick.
What did just happen?
Rickard Thorne has just been shot in front of me. I actually turn around and I look at Sandra, who's distraught. And Dora, for the first time you've ever seen in your journey with us so far, sheds a tear. And she looks at Sandra and says, "He was a good pirate. And this is the code. I think together we can strive for more Together, we can bring the rose back to its former glory. And then I march off towards the front of the ship to sit back in the captain's chair.